Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and my co-host is Veronica McMillan of the Micro Nonprofit Network Incorporated. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. We are always excited to be with you. If this is your first time listening to our show, we surely appreciate you, and we hope you come back again and tell your friends about us. If you're a longtime listener, we thank you as well, because we couldn't be here without you. For our first-time listeners, Issues Concerning Women focuses on women and their families reaching long- and short-term goals, assisting them in areas of business, careers, housing, finance, and life skills. The Micro Nonprofit Incorporated, which is the CEO, Veronica McMillan, helps small nonprofit organizations become fundamentally strong through education, coaching, mentoring, and program development for 501c3 organizations. We offer advocacy services to infuse and stabilize households and foster a sense of community involvement, self-worth, and self-determination. Our vision is to empower women through hands-on demonstrations, details of home ownership, career development, investing for retirement, exercise and nutrition classes, entrepreneurship, relationship building, and adult literacy programs. We are dedicated to making a difference. So we just want to welcome you to our show tonight. We're hoping that you're doing well. Hello, my sister, Veronica. How are you?
Hello, Francine. I hope my phone holds out because it's been acting up. So you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you very well. And you know, I'll know if you're gone, so I know what to do. Just I'll get control of the board.
Yeah.
Hey, it's live. It's live on the Issues Concerning Women radio show. It's live. So how's your day been today, Veronica?
Not so bad. We're coming to the end of a semester, so I'm always happy. Two of my classes are going away, and then I got two more that will end in December. And so all is well. I did the training with Virginia Beach Library today, and so that went well. So, girl, we're in the land of the living, Francine. So, you know, every day that you're alive and kicking is always a blessing. So, yes, how about yourself?
Oh, wonderful. Busy day today. Had to change clothes a couple of times, so, you know, so I've been running. But I actually participated with the Minority Business Expo that they had down at the Convention Center, which was awesome. A lot of great entrepreneurs there and nonprofits. So I came back with great information as always. They had a great guest speaker, and you can check it out online if you go to their website. So a great day and all, you know, just running like we do and always do. And so really just excited to be here today, just like you said, Veronica. You know, we're here to make a difference, and I believe that we are. So really excited as we wind down 2018. And, girl, it seems like it's on roller skates. It's like trying to make a pass to the end of the year. But we're so excited. I know that everybody can now take a breath after the elections is over. For most of us, it's over, especially for Virginia. So applaud all the winners, and even if you didn't win, we applaud you for getting in the race. You can't win if you're not in it. And so as we look at what's going on, and we know that the Senate has maintained its Republican majority, and that the House will be controlled by Democrats. So we know that, and we also know that women won congressional seats in a record numbers this cycle. Yay, ladies! Woohoo! So more than 100 women have been elected to the 116th Congress. And so we have a host of new women, first time Native American woman, Muslim women, the youngest woman ever to be elected. So it's just a lot going on, just to name a few. So we understand it's the year of not just the woman, but the year of women, how we're coming full circle. And I believe this from my heart, and you know, it's not, you know, it's not, doesn't have anything to do with Block Talk Radio, just Ms. Francine saying that if we're going to be represented, then everybody should have a seat at the table. It just, it should look like us. It should feel like us. We should be able to identify somebody in the room. So I'm really excited. And so when we're looking at this, we're, and we always talk about business and nonprofits, and you just have to think, what does this mean for your business? So, for example, if you are, you know, a young woman who's looking to start a business, I would think you would be excited because now you're going to see somebody that looks like you regardless. And in Virginia Beach, excuse me, we have two African-Americans for the first time ever on city council. Did y'all hear me? Two African-Americans, the first time ever. And, you know, you would think in 2018 that wouldn't be a thing, but it's still a thing. So we have to, you know, we have to call it when we see it. We have to acknowledge it. So people don't think that, you know, that should be normal. Oh, why not? You know, we've had an African-American before, but we've never had two African-Americans at the table. So we're really excited about that, one male, one female. And so I'm excited and I'm thrilled. So, Veronica, can you express to our audience what you're feeling after this election? I know I'm pooped out. I don't know about anybody else. So just give us your insight on this, and then we're going to move on.
I think everybody was worn out with the negativity in terms of the ads that was going on, because it pulled you away from the focus of what the real issues are, and you had to really understand for yourself what those issues are and then get behind the candidate that best represents you, because there will always be, you know, something that they say or do on either side that you may not totally agree with, but you still get behind the person or persons who basically stands as close to your values as you possibly can. And I'm just happy that it's over. And now, basically, Francine, I just want to see some results, because we know talk is cheap. What I want to see is fruit and manifestations and of things that people that said they were going to do and now do, because, again, this is where the rubber meets the road, where you're really going to have to now, you know, really, really perform so that people can see that you were genuine and authentic in what you said. So I'm just glad it's all over. I'm happy for what we see as a diverse group of individuals across this country, and so I think it's just a wonderful thing. And so again, I'm thankful, just like yourself. I applaud everybody on both sides, Republican, Democrat, whatever. I applaud everybody on each side. But now my hope is that we really get down to doing some work, and the name calling and the mud throwing and the craziness is all over. Because I think it just paints a very, very bad picture for young people coming up who really want to get into politics, and they want to be genuine about it and authentic about it, but yet they realize, oh, Lord, my opponent may be somebody that's going to go get something that I did when I was 18. I can have a video of it or something. And so I'm hoping that for young people who are interested in doing it, they do it because they know that they feel like they can be a change agent. So I'm just happy that it's over, and I'm just glad, like you said, for the diversity that we see across the country in every race.
Absolutely. And the one thing I'll add to that, and we know that it's always going to be division among us. We always know that everyone won't agree with what we agree with, but we can do it in a kinder, gentler way. It doesn't have to be so negative. And I know one of the candidates that was running for city council, and again, I'm not calling their names tonight because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but they ran a awesome, classy race. And it was a couple other ones, too, that I've been watching, because I watch closely, and I watch what you say. I watch how you act. I watch how you treat people. And it should not have stopped on Tuesday. And if I don't see that from these people, then it's my responsibility as a citizen and mm-hmm. as a community leader to say something. And I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there right now. I have a whole list of things that people said they were going to do. I kept all, some of your campaign materials for what you were going to do for our communities, and I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. So I just want you to know right now, so you just get ready. And I don't know what platform I will be doing it on, or they might cut me off already, whatever. But it's time for us to stop saying we're going to do things and then we don't do them. And I'm going to roll right into business with this, because anytime you're running a campaign, it's like running your business. If you promise me you're going to take care of me and give me good customer service, that's what I want. And so that's what I expect to see from our candidates and also from our business owners. And so what I've been looking at, and as I've been studying, and Veronica, you know I am about leadership in the community and being authentic and being honest. Our word is our bond. We've talked about that from the first moment we ever got on this radio show. If we tell you we're going to do something, we try our very best to do that. And I expect the same from anybody that's in business. And if you're not going to do that, then, you know, you probably shouldn't be in business. If you're going to lie and cheat and connive, you probably shouldn't be in business. And it's time for us to hold people accountable. And even in our you know, the people that are close to us in our business teams, you know, our businesses can't grow if we don't have good teams. And if my team right. is lacking, you know, if I have five people on my team, and Veronica, you know this, and nobody, I'm the only one that's doing anything, why do I need a team? I don't need mm-hmm. one, you know, so right. I want business owners to start thinking about that. Why are you paying these people who are not producing? You know, even if they're volunteers, if they made a commitment, and this is my pet peeve, if you make a commitment, please try to follow through, or at least act like you try to follow through, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, if you mm-hmm. say you're going to do something, then you do it. And I think we've come to the point where it doesn't matter, just like people who say, if I don't vote, it doesn't matter. Well, it really does matter. So if you made a commitment to someone, if you made a commitment to an organization, you made a commitment to your job, and you're not keeping your commitment, then shame on you. And that's what I have to say now. And that's the thing, I think, Veronica, as leaders, we have to start saying that to people. You know, I didn't ask you to come to be on my team. You contacted me. Mm-hmm. You know, you said right. you wanted yeah. to work with me. And then when we have assignments, if the whole group is not working on the assignments, then the group falls apart and the team is not doing well. And the same thing goes in business. If I hire you and I'm paying you good money every week or every 2 weeks or every month, and you're not producing, then shame on you again, and shame on me for keeping mm-hmm. you there, you know. And so we have to really start looking at who we are as business owners, especially as women. If, you know, this we're talking about, you know, women being in power, do what you say you're going to do. Because if I am in your presence and you tell me you're going to do something, I expect you to do it. And just like if I can't do something, I'm going to tell you, you know what, Veronica, I can't do that. You know, and I think we'll get a whole lot further instead of trying to fake our way to being great or being an influencer. I keep seeing that word. I threw it out there today on social media because somebody asked me a question. You know, are you an influencer, the noun, or are you an influencer, the verb? So that's something for my people to think about. Go look it up if you don't know what mm-hmm. I'm talking about. Because mm-hmm. everybody's not mm-hmm. an influencer. You know, everybody's not right. equipped to do that. But everybody wants to put a title to their name, but are you willing to do the work? And this is, and truth be told, when I go to these conferences, Veronica, you know, I've been gone for a week and I get these revelations. I kind of go off on a tangent, but then I'm going to be done with this.
Great information to share.
Yes, yes. But influencers primarily don't make a lot of money in the beginning. You know, it takes mm-hmm. a long time, you know, and just like any business. In the first 1, 2, 3 years, if you know, you come out, you say you're an influencer, you know, you're trying to help people and do this, that, and the other, you normally don't make a lot of money. So be careful when you say that you're an influencer. And who are you trying to influence? You know, or are you trying to just make me believe that you're something that you're not? Because we can see through that. And so right. that's enough for that. So, Veronica, let's get on and let's move on, girlfriend. Let's move on. So tell our audience about some of your programs that you're doing going into the end of the year, going into, because this is 2018-2019
yeah.
that we're talking about and where we're going and the year of the woman and you know, and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
So you're so good, girl.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, you know, I think in business you just have to remember what your focus was when you started January 1, and how are you achieving, you know, those goals, and do you need to just basically, you know, take a glance back and say, okay, I did that, and celebrate the little small steps. I think that sometimes people really want, or individuals really want, the giant Superman leap, but yet you got to celebrate those little small ones, because small businesses, we know, most don't last past 5 years because they get so frustrated and overwhelmed with the, you know, with the grind of trying to hang in there and you know, and be a business that's vetted in the community, that's viable, and that has impact in the community. So for the micro nonprofit, it's just looking at that, looking at, you know, what we've done in the community, how we are kind of reinventing ourselves, and looking at strategies for moving forward, trying to, let me change my words, having the income that we need, so I'm sort of kind of speaking those things in existence that basically we want, because I think sometimes if you keep saying you're getting ready, how about we speak from a place of faith and say that I'm ready, or I'm prepared for the blessings of financial income that's coming into, you know, our organizations, and being able to be blessed to connect with the right people at the right time, because it's important. People are important. One person can change your whole trajectory of your business, and that person is not trying to toot no horns and not do anything. And so we just, you know, stay in the position and be on ready and go, you know what I mean? Be in the position where everything that you said that you were going to do, you're doing. And those things that have not come to fruition just yet, you're still strategically planning for those things. And so we continue with our training. You know, we continue in terms of getting funding. I had a great conversation with our youth advisory board member, and her father works for this corporation and owns a restaurant. And he was like, telling her, "Hey, I need you all to come and present for our company. And then, hey, I need you all to plan for a Christmas event so that the people who are part of our company could be in there." And here's this is a little 18-year-old college student now is opening up opportunities that we would not have had because of her.
That's right.
You know, we just take those opportunities, because that will introduce us into an arena of people who we did not know before, but yet who are people who have dollars to support, who have other friends who can support. So, again, we're just basically standing what we said that we were going to do, Franklin, at the beginning of the year, and holding true to our goals and objectives, still going after the dollars and stuff, because every organization needs the money to do. You got to have capital. You got to get in your purse, and we know this. I've been in my purse so much with this organization that people make sense. But you're doing it until things like this happen. You know what I mean?
That's right.
"Hey, I want you all to come and present for our company. And then, hey, I want you all to plan a fundraiser." And I mean, you're just getting this stuff like, okay, God, this is good. And then collaborating with, you know, the library and other organizations, and then being someone who realizes that, you know, I always lead with my heart, and sometimes that's not good because of the fact that you will get taken advantage of when you do that, but you still, if you're in this position of where you have integrity and character. And I never want to put anything before integrity and character. I'm not going to chase a dollar. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. I'm not going to get on somewhere and throw shade. I'm not going to say I'm going to help you and you helping somebody else and not do anything for the people who support me. And so that's kind of where we are, Francine, is holding true to our guns, following through on the things that we said that we're going to do. And our number one thing for 2018 and 2019 is funding. So we won't get off of that.
Absolutely.
Until all of the dollars just keep flowing in. But that's kind of where we are. We keep doing what we're doing, and the primary focus for 2018 and 2019 is access to capital for the micro nonprofit network. So that's kind of where we are.
Absolutely wonderful. And, you know, I'm on the Being in the Black series, which means that at the end of the year, going into the next year, we will have funds in the bank for my organization and your organization. We will not be struggling in 2019. We just will not. I am believing that. And I'm also believing that the opportunities that are coming our way is because we're ready. And so when we're looking at who we are and all that we've gone through and all that we prepared for, it's just like when God says he prepared a place for you, you know, and, you know, you're going to have your, you know, your mansion. But then I have to, and you know how I look at things spiritually, but I am my mansion. You know what I mean? I am the one that can receive all the riches and glory, and I don't have to wait till I get to heaven to receive them. And so now that we're open to this, we're open, we've opened ourselves up, because so many times, Veronica, as business owners, as women, we put our protection up, we put the wall up so high, can't nobody get past it, nobody can penetrate it. But then we also know that we do have to look at what we're doing and how we're doing it, and sometimes it's just not the right time. Timing is everything. You know, so we have to be like, you know what? I'm ready for this. I can deal with this. So when he gives us the $1 million contract or the $2.5 million contract, we're ready. We don't have to speculate or think about it. And I wanted to share this with the audience. The speaker today at the event that I was in, he has a product, and he sells the products, and he got invited to present to a organization. And he was talking about getting out of your comfort zone. He didn't even want to go because they wanted him to do a service. And he was like, no, I don't do service. I have a product. I don't do service. So he fought it. But and a blessing for him, it came back around again to him. And see, sometimes you're not ready for it, and just you have to let it ride. And when it comes back to you again, so this time he was open to it. So he actually took the meeting, and they actually in conversation was talking to him, and he was going, and in his mind, he's going, I'm not doing that because that's not what I do. And for some strange reason, they told him how much money they had for the contract, and it was like $2.1 million. And, you know, normally they don't tell you how much money they're working with. He said he set up, and he was like, oh, yeah, I can do it. So I can do this. So, and see, that's what I'm saying. If you get out of your comfort zone, get out of your own way and be open to the conversation. And the other thing that he was saying too, Veronica, was that it's not going to come to us. We have to go after it. And he means that taking the meeting, if it's a meeting you were like, oh, my God, I don't even know what they want. I'm not even in that arena that they're asking me. I'm not in that tax bracket that they want me to be in. I don't, you know, I'm just a little, you know, boutique business. It's just me and you know, and my little crew, you know. And I'm not, you know, I don't know how to do that, what they're asking me. Go to the meeting anyway and go afraid, you know, but go. You know, so when you step out of your comfort zone, then things are going to happen that you never expected to happen, because if you had sat home, nothing would have happened. Not one thing, you know, so we have to be open to it. And I know that we are open. We're actually, and I know we're open because we're talking about money. Because, see, most business people don't talk about money. They don't want you to know how much money they got. They don't want you to know that they need some. Oh, we need some. So we let y'all know. When we come to you and you come to us, if you don't have dollars and it don't make sense, we not doing it. You know, and that's just where we are. Because before Veronica, we'd be like, well, okay, girl, let's go over here and help these little people. And we ain't got two coins to rub together. So now we're talking differently. We're looking differently. We're aiming for different goals. And it's all about financing. So if you're in business and you're not concerned about finance, so maybe you have a banker and a backer, hooray for you. We don't. So when you come to us, be ready to hear the conversation. And we're, when we come to you, we're going to be open to hear what you're saying. So I'm just excited, Veronica. I truly am. And I know, you know, with age comes wisdom, you know, and not that I'm a spring chicken, but sometimes we can be immature even in our businesses. You know,
sure.
We lag behind. You know, and we don't ever grow or elevate to the next level because we actually hold ourselves back because we're thinking I'm not ready for this. You know, and
right.
then sometimes we have to wait. And waiting is not a denial. Waiting is preparing yourself mentally, physically, spiritually to be open for what is going to be presented to us. So when it's presented to us, we are not taken aback and just never do it. I have so many people that come to me, Veronica, I'm going to shut up because I know I'm going to get long with it, that come to me and they want to start a business. And once I'm like, I'm so excited for them. I'm like, I want them to succeed. I want everything for them, but they don't want it for themselves.
Right.
And that just amazes me. And then they kind of fall by the wayside because when I start asking them to do things, they're like, oh, you're not going to do that? No, this is your business. That's
mm-hmm.
what you need to do to grow your business.
Right.
You can't pay
yes.
me enough to do it, you know. And plus, I can't get in your head and get stuff out of you. You have it in your head. So if we work together and start taking the things out of your head, getting it down on paper, then we can do it. And as soon as, and for some reason, Veronica, they get to that point, and they're like, oh, I can't do that. Oh, I wasn't ready for that. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And so
yep.
my thing is you got to be open, you got to be ready, and get out of your comfort zone. So enough for me. Veronica, tell people how they can get in touch with you. I know you got something going on the 17th, so you want to share that
mm-hmm.
with our audience so
mm-hmm.
you can give them that information as well.
Yeah, so basically, excuse me, on November the 17th is a nonprofit workshop on Nonprofit 101, what not to do in starting a nonprofit. So it's really those things that when someone is getting started with a nonprofit, rather than talking to 15,000 people and you're getting your information and confusing the fool out you because you got so much
mm-hmm.
information coming from so many different resources. That's why I tell people all the time, everything is not for everybody because you get out
that's
there and
fine.
You get so much information and people and then like that's not what my cousin told me. That's not what my accountant told me. Well, if your trust and your belief is in what your cousin and whomever told you, then go there. And so our goal is to basically to be smart about starting our organization. So that's going to be November the 17th at the office in 5602 Virginia Beach Boulevard, Suite 101. Is where it's going to be held. It's $65 for those who, you know, really want to find out how to do that. And then we are really, I don't know the date for this, but I know that we're going to be presenting for a company, and then we're planning for a Christmas party for December for that. And then, of course, that's going to be a fundraiser for the nonprofit, and we will see where that's going to be. We
mm-hmm.
don't know if it's going to be hosted at the restaurant, the bar, or whatever. But we'll
mm-hmm.
keep everybody posted on that because it is going to be a fundraiser. And then in December, I'm doing a women's retreat in Massanutten, Virginia. Again, I did this retreat a couple of years ago, and so we're coming back to do that again. And we're in the throes of a fundraiser. The Ask campaign is just basically a campaign where we're asking people to donate to our nonprofit. So that's kind of where we are and what we're doing right now. And if people need to contact me, they can always email me at letstalkveronica@gmail.com, or you can go to the website at micrononprofitnetwork.com, or you can just call me at 757-572-0974.
And great information. And so if you want to participate in any of the things that Veronica just said, make sure you call her. And for me, next Thursday will be the Urban League Guild General Meeting. It's going to be at 1425 Norchester Avenue in Norfolk, Virginia. It is the Jordan Newby Library. We're going to have a conversation about now that the vote is over, voter empowerment 365, which means that even though it's over and we have to take a breath, we know that the census is coming up in 2020. So we want to talk
mm-hmm.
about that and how it affects our community. We're going to have Gary McCullough. He's going to come and kind of explain that to us. And I think I told everybody about my advocacy certification. And so I'm really working on that platform. And I've always done it. I just was never certified to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
so I'm
mm-hmm.
doing things that's a little bit different now. And so I'm really excited about that. And then on next Wednesday, so I'm kind of going backwards, next Wednesday I'll be at TCC, the Portsmouth campus. I'll be there from 12:30 to 1:30 for a career series, and I'll be speaking about social media, how we use it, and especially about LinkedIn for the professional entrepreneurs, small business owners, and nonprofits. And then on the 13th, I will be at the Jordan Newby Library for a program with the they're called Young Professionals, and I'll be attending that as well. And I'm going to be presenting on financing, the budgeting, and credit part. So my telephone number is 757-567-6734. My email address is icwdirector@gmail.com. So, Veronica, our night has come to an end so very quickly. Mm.
Yes.
And so I want to say good night, my friend, and good night to our listening audience. We'll be back next Thursday, as long as it's not Thanksgiving Thursday, because I got to look at the calendar.
Yeah.
So the only Thursday we're going to miss is the Thanksgiving Thursday. But we'll be back next week. God bless you all. Take care now, and good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.